you are important. You are important to us. You are important to the community. You are important to our family and our future.
This is Bionifa McGee, a mother, trauma counselor, and founder of Good Enough. It's an organization which educates children about mental health and wellness in Mitchells Plain in Cape Town.
We basically work on mental health, that is our cue in our communities. And we do it through interactive games, we do it through arts, we do it through now science. Anything that will capture a child's attention but still speaking to mental health.
In 2018, Bionifa responded to a request via Facebook to help facilitate an anti-bullying workshop for pupils at a local high school. At first, she was overwhelmed by the number of pupils affected by bullying. However, the experience motivated her to formalize her workshops, and she's been offering these interactive mental health programs since 2019.
Okay, so can we take another breath quickly and get the excitement just a little bit down? Breathe.
Like many parents during the lockdown, Bionifa had to devise creative ways to entertain her four young daughters. So, she decided to use household items to create fun science experiments. And just like that, a new idea was sparked.
How it now evolved through COVID, our kids had to be at home. And you always, as a mom, what are you going to do with these children? So that is where we incorporated science with my own children, because I like, whenever I learn something new, I incorporate it, I filter it through my family first.
The science-focused anti-bullying campaign kicked off in April with grade R's from West End Primary School, a nominee for the world's best school prize in the category Overcoming Adversity. This is a collaborative effort between Good Enough, the Western Cape Department of Local Government, and Childline South Africa. The campaign seeks to educate children in primary schools about the broader impact of bullying through science experiments.
We struggle to get our kids like excited about science and maths. And I thought, like, how can we do this and add the emotional part to it?
The Western Cape and other provinces have seen a decrease in the number of learners choosing mathematics and science, which is of great concern to educational experts. Bionifa hopes that through this campaign, she can not only help children deal with the multiple pressures they face, but also excite them about science and all its wonder.
The experiment we had with the candles in water, and it basically draws up the water without touching it through the glass, and in that also it blisses out the candle, the light of the candle, and so that it also speaks about the pressures our kids are going through right now.
Enthusiastic and excited about the experiment, some of the learners have learned important lessons.
I learned that sometimes we are not always in charge of everything. Sometimes we're not in charge of everything, and that it was a fun experiment to learn.
For this, it was like a miracle because I saw it for my first time.
Childline South Africa is a key partner in this program, as the children can access smaller group settings. Jasmine Diedrich says programs like these are essential because they help children better understand their feelings.
Our involvement in the anti-bullying project was Good Enough. It's something that was very close to our hearts because we find a lot of children don't know how to handle their anger and their emotions. It either comes out as anger outbursts. They only know anger, being scared or being happy or being sad. That is the only emotions that they know. So what we as Childline do is we help them identify the other feelings. Am I frustrated? Am I scared about something? Am I a little bit worried about something? So how do they identify those feelings and what to do with them?
Bionifa and her team are on a mission to help young children find their voice and activate their agency.
My biggest thing for us as or our children is to understand the power of their voice. I think that's the biggest thing we've lost. What some of the facilitators are sometimes a bit skeptical of is, like, are the kids just getting excited about science? You know, are they getting the message behind the science? My thing is, we have already changed the perception. What they learn
anything through healing. You can tell a child whatever, what they take from it. The same like building a chair. Some kids are going to start with the material first. Others are going to clean the wood first. But it's their process, as long as they get it. So even if it's time first that gets them excited, well done. If it's the emotional part, we've done our job. We always say, you know, we don't need to save the whole world. We just need to save one child.
This podcast was produced by me, Farah Abdurrahman, for News 24. Audio recording by Bertram Malchus. Special thanks to Good Enough and West End Primary School for opening their doors.